Pool Parts presents Preps Rewind on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here's Daniel Allemann.
Good morning, Northern Colorado. Welcome to Preps Rewind right here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome to, we are coming to you live from the Yellow Fiber Studios. I'm your host, Coach Daniel Allemann. He is Micah Kilpatrick, spinning the ones and twos. Don't be confused. This isn't an episode of Hook and Bait and Tackle Power Hour, which can be heard right here Saturdays mornings from 7 to 8 right here on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA, where we cover hunting and fishing and anything outdoor Northern Colorado. But this, my friends, this is the new and improved Preps Rewind right here on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Thank you for joining me on this cold Saturday morning. We are grand dog sitting. I guess that's what you call it. Our boy Blue this weekend. And at 11:30 p.m. last night, I got up to let Blue out. And it was maybe 11:45, maybe. No snow. I got up, let him out, used the bathroom, do his business, whatever. Got up at 3 a.m. and boom, 2 inches of snow. Come on. If you're on the roads, definitely be safe. Traveling is kind of sketchy out there. The county roads aren't cleaned up. It's a little thick. Ice is a little thick coming into the station this morning. So be careful if you have to travel. I'm a little excited. Tomorrow we have a gender reveal for my grandbaby coming into the world. Congratulations to Seth and Sarah. I'm excited for that. Micah, how are you doing, man? It's been a while.
I was walking in that snow.
How was it?
It was in my face and swirling and not fun. It was very wet snow.
I bet. I definitely would have picked you up if you would have just told me to, Micah.
No, that's fine.
Well, I want to talk to you.
I didn't realize it was going to start snowing.
I had no clue either. I thought the weather was going to be bad. I heard maybe some rain, but I didn't think we were going to get snow. And we're still under some watch, I guess, some warning.
Yeah, I we have meteorologist Cody Wilson on the station from Denver and Front Range Weather, and you'd think, oh, we've got a meteorologist who comes in. We've got weather that plays almost every hour. I should listen to it,
right?
But it's always in one ear, out the other.
Right, you don't think about it. Yeah, I get it. You know, Broncos are staying active this offseason.
They pay attention to the weather.
They do, bolstering that offensive line by signing Mike McGlinchey. Is that how you say it? McClinchy from the 49ers. I mean, he was second highest in a block rate, win rate at 89.6%. So they're staying busy. They need that.
Hopefully none of them get hurt like our entire offensive line did last year.
Ah, it'd be terrible. Jerry Jeudy trade still heating up right now.
That's what they're saying.
I'm hearing Broncos would listen to an offer for a second-round pick and a player, and this is reported by
First-round pick.
Or first-round, of course, first-round. And this is reported by Benjamin Albright of Denver's KOAFM. Okay, Las Vegas long snapper Trent Sigg was cut on March 19th. And on March 22nd, just 3 days later, my brother, former Las Vegas long snapper, found his new home with the Dallas Cowboys. Welcome home and congratulations to the new snapper for America's team, Trent Sigg.
He's not with the Broncos.
He's not, bro.
Well, why are you calling him a snapper for America's team?
So what say, Micah? I mean, that is amazing news.
It's not good news.
It's very good news.
I'm still going to be rooting against him. He's still not a good person.
That's okay, Mike. You're only one person. He did text me that day. He signed with the Cowboys. He texted me, and it was one phrase, and it said, "We them boys." What do you think about that?
I hope he gets cut and goes to a real team. Then I can like him.
No. Trent is going to be with us on the show in a couple weeks when things kind of slow down for him. I'm excited to have him on. Last time we were on, high school basketball playoffs were in full effect. So we're going to go to review the scores of the championship games this first segment. Then in the second segment, we have one of the coaches that competed in that tournament. And he made a nice run and made it to the Final Four. Coach Matt Bumgardner is going to join us, head coach for the University Bulldogs. And then our third segment, we're going to play back Gunnar Duncan's interview with he was on Coach's Speak this past week, and I wanted to get Gunnar on my show, but Coach Dick did a great job at his interview, so we're going to play back that in the third segment. So don't want to miss that. And in our final segment, we have Coach Jaren Gira, the head coach for Eaton Red's track team, will join us. She's putting together one amazing track team. They worked really, really hard last night. They didn't get back to the school until about 11:30 last night. The track meet was moved up, obviously, because of the snow. So we're going to talk to her about that. Obviously, track in Colorado is a little bit crazy. I'm excited to chat with Coach about that. Thanks to Gould Parts, our great sponsor, 970-454-3355. Any parts you need, Gould Parts in beautiful Eaton, Colorado, we'll find it. Gould Parts is a quality source for all Napa auto parts. Anything you need, just one number, 970-454-3355. Gould Parts in beautiful Eaton, Colorado. Lots going on here on Preps Radio and in the state of Colorado. Let's run. Last time we were on, high school basketball was in full effect. So right now, we're just going to review some of the championship scores, and we're going to do the ladies first because I, you know, ladies first. That's what I was taught. We'll start with 6A, the tournament. In the 6A bracket, we had a lot of action going on, and we had – man, I'll tell you what, we had four teams in the Final Four that I expected them to be there in that Final Four. We had Monarch and Arapaho. They versed number four Monarch against number six Arapaho. And then we had number three Grandview with the upset of number two Cherry Creek in that Final Four matchup. Grandview, number 11 Grandview, earned the right to meet Monarch in the championship game, but the Wolves, the Grandview Wolves, pulled it off with the victory, 38-28. Number 11 Monarch came back. They stunned it. That was a Cinderella run for them. Grandview Wolves won the title. Congratulations to them in the 6A title run for the 2023 Girls Basketball State Tournament. And we'll move on. Let's move on to 5A. 5A had a great run as well. There was a lot of teams in that tournament. I kind of expected the 5A tournament to be what it turned out to be. We had a lot of good teams in there. Glenwood Springs in there. Glenwood Springs, they fought really hard against Windsor in the Final Four. Roosevelt took on Durango in that Final Four. And Windsor going up against Glenwood Springs, they came out on top 35. They just crushed in that Final Four, 65-35. And then Roosevelt coming up on top really big over Durango, 59-39, to earn that spot in the championship. So we had two Northern Colorado schools, and this was good for the girls, two Northern Colorado schools going to the championship. Number four Windsor against number two Roosevelt. And congratulations to the Roosevelt Rough Riders winning their first girls title there, 54-44 over the Windsor Wizards. Great run right there for Roosevelt. Roosevelt's having a nice little run right now. I heard that they were chanting Title Town after they won that. So they keep this going. They're definitely going to earn that title. So we'll move on to 4A girls basketball. 4A girls basketball was very competitive this year. We had Holy Family and Lutheran meet in the Final Four, D'Evelyn and University. We have Coach Baumgartner coming on, talking about his University girls. They met D'Evelyn. They met a buzzsaw right there, 49-44. Kept it close. It was a very close game. I expected University to come on top on this one, but they were edged out by D'Evelyn. D'Evelyn earned a spot in the championship game. Holy Family. Well, let's talk about Holy Family, the boys and girls. Boys winning the championship in their division, and then Holy Family girls moving on to the championship, where they beat D'Evelyn 49-44 in that championship game. Congratulations to them. Man, congratulations to all the girls competing. We'll move on to 2A, and then we're going to go to the boys bracket, because I want to go over the boys bracket real quick. We got a bunch of guests coming on, and I want to hit, I make sure we hit Gunner Duncan's Gunner Duncan's interview right now. Going on to 2A. Thanks for the music, though, Micah. You can keep that puppy going. We had Marino taking the top spot right now in the 2A bracket, 48-36 over Heritage Christian. Let's jump on over to the boys. I want to go over to the boys bracket. We'll talk boys basketball here. Let me pull up these playoffs right here for the boys basketball tournament. They had a great tournament, man. Coach Dick had a nice run, took Fort Collins on a nice little run there. I was excited to talk to him. He talked to us while he was on the bus headed for that 4A or Final Four championship game, and he unfortunately lost that to Fossil Ridge 66-62. Fossil Ridge earns the trip to the championship against Denver East. But unfortunately for Fossil Ridge, that's where their championship season stops. Denver East with the upset, 82-61 over Fossil Ridge. Congratulations to them on the boys' championship game. We'll move on to 5A. 5A, great tournament right here. 5A was one of those tournaments that I love to see. And I wanted to give the boys their due because we didn't get their due the last time we were on. So Air Academy and Frederick battling out in that Final Four matchup. Mesa Ridge and Windsor battling off. And it was Air Force and Mesa meeting in the championship game where Mesa Ridge Grizzlies came out on top. Congratulations to them. Let's move on to 4A. 4A, I've been 4A bracket. We fought in the 4A side of the bracket this year. Unfortunately, we came up short, but we had Holy Family coming up on top in that championship. Congratulations to the boys, Holy Family Tigers, winning 53-43 against Resurrection Christian. Holy Family was ranked number 7, they were seated 17 in this bracket, and they came out on top, man, 53-43 against number 2 Resurrection Christian. Congratulations to them. Move on to 3A real quick. Go over 3A. I'm so excited to be on with you today on this Saturday morning. Let's go over 3A 2023 Boys Basketball State Tournament, 3A tournament, and we had a great tournament on this one. Like I said, Highland struggled. They came out, man, I thought Highland for sure was going to take it. They lost to Skyview, or actually beat Skyview 83-55, and then they lost to Faith Christian in the championship game, or the Final Four. Excuse me, the Final Four. They lost, and Faith Christian takes the championship. Faith Christian Eagles 54-45 over Salida. Great, great, great competition this year. Boys, I just want to congratulate you on a great season. Congratulations to all the champions that have won. This wraps up our 2023 Colorado basketball season. Congratulations to all the winners. When we come back, Coach Matt Baumgartner, head coach for the University Girls basketball team. You are listening to Preps Rewind, sponsored by Gould Parts, live from the Yellow Fiber Studios. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to Preps Rewind, brought to you by Gould Parts, located in beautiful Eaton, Colorado. Let's keep the ball moving. Joining us on the Gould Parts hotline is Coach Matt Baumgartner. Coach, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Coach. How about you?
I'm doing really good, man. Thanks for joining us. Congratulations, Coach, on a great season.
Oh, thank you very much. It was an incredible run to just be part of.
Also, congratulations for being selected to the team blue at the Colorado Coaches Girls Sports.
Yeah, thank you. That was a great experience. An honor to be selected to coach that group, and it was a lot of fun.
So I know we talked about the season. I know it didn't finish the way you wanted, but nonetheless, it was a great season.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things. I think the longer I coach, the more I realize the last game, you know, for everybody except one team is going to be extremely hard.
Right.
And it was a hard loss, you know, coming up short with the group that we had, which was a really, really special group. You know, you come up short, but, you know, as the weeks go on, you're able to kind of reflect on those things and realize that you had a lot of success, you had a lot of, you know, all the good times, and those things are the things that you're going to remember, you know, for a long, long time. And it's not necessarily going to be the feeling that you had directly after that last game.
Gotcha. Last year you made it to the championship game and came up just short against the feisty Platte Valley team. Then this year you faced another fighter in Devlin in the Final Four. It seems every year your teams make deep runs. What would you attribute that to?
Honestly, it's just having a great group of kids. You know, the group that we've had the last 2 years, you know, we only lost one senior from last year. Really, it's just good kids, good parents. You know, the school is doing a great job of getting kids excited about participating in sports, and we've got some really good things going on at university. And I just I kind of wake up every morning and be thankful for the opportunity to be part of it.
Amen to that. Amen to that. Talking to Coach Matt Bumgardner, thank you for joining me again today. I think, you know, you're on your way to bringing that winning culture to the program. I'm excited for you. I'm excited for you to see that culture develop, actually.
Yeah, you know, it's there was a lot of hard work. University girls basketball has come a long ways. There's always been, you know, kind of a good player here and there, but really developing into, you know, what is hopefully going to be seen as just kind of one of the top programs, you know, around Northern Colorado and in the state. You know, and there's some really good coaches that started paving that way, you know, several years ago. And again, I'm so thankful to be part of it. And hopefully I can, you know, kind of just build upon the groundwork that was kind of set by those really good coaches.
Perfect, man. How is it like working for Taryn Kravig?
You know, Taryn is she is an incredible player, and she's just such a good kid. You won't probably find anybody that works harder than her. You know, we routinely get done with practice, and you know, we alternate practice early and late with the boys. And a lot of times, as we're walking out of an early practice, she asks Coach Irvin, "Hey, what time do you guys get done so I can come back and shoot?" And you know, she'd be back
that.
At 7:30, 8 o'clock, and you know, putting up a couple hundred shots. She loves shooting off our shooting machine, and she routinely put up, you know, 200-400 shots after practice. She's in there on the weekends. Just an incredibly hard worker and such a good kid. I you know, so privileged to be able to be her coach the last 2 years. She's definitely one that's going to be missed, not just through basketball, but just, again, she's such a good kid. She's going to be greatly missed by everybody.
It was definitely fun watching her this year play. She's the number two scorer in the league, Max Preps, All-State first team. It's pretty amazing, man. What are her plans after graduation?
So she is signing with Co College out in Iowa to play basketball. They've also got a really good nursing program. So she's super excited at that opportunity. And she, you know, she had some other options, but just academically and athletically, it was just a really good fit out there in Iowa.
That's awesome, man. So I know it's going to be pretty tough to replace her. Talk to me about Addison Hardy, though. I mean, she's only a sophomore, but she had a stellar season.
Yeah, she did. You know, talking to some other people, you know, she came on really, really strong late in the year. And, you know, I think everybody knew how good she was going to be after her freshman year. So I think people started to really, you know, put a lot of their focus on her early in the year. And then as we kind of learned to adjust to that, and we grew as a team, it kind of opened up some other things for her. So she started playing really well at the end. You know, she had multiple double-doubles kind of down the stretch. She had some games where she put up, you know, a lot of points. And sometimes the rebounds were a little bit hard to get for her just because Miranda Wiedemann was such a good rebounder as well. So
right.
It's kind of funny looking at those two as a pair. It's like, okay, well, you know, one game one girl might have 12 rebounds, the next game another one of the other ones. And it's just who can get to the ball the fastest.
I tell you what, she was 55% field goal shooter. Addison Harding is what I'm showing. That's pretty good, man. And like I said, you mentioned Miranda Wiedemann. It's going to be tough to replace her. She's going off. You have six seniors this year that are leaving. How's the young team look?
You know, our JV team was really, really good. You know, we had some kids that were on JV that probably would have played for a lot of the other varsities in the league. So we've got a lot of depth, and we're going to – and we're going to have to build some, you know, have started talking kind of postseason meetings with players. And mm-hmm. and that's kind of the message, you know, that I'm sending out. Like, I understand you didn't get to play a lot, you know, considering the circumstances, you didn't get to play a lot with these other girls that are coming back. So we've got to really go hard this summer, you know, and next fall so that we are ready for next winter, just to get a little bit that cohesiveness that comes from playing together.
Man, that's awesome. Is there a – who would you say on your team this year surprised you the most?
It wasn't necessarily a surprise from her athletic ability, but I've told a couple different people this. Lexi Gallhofer, she came in and she got a lot more confident shooting the basketball for us. She's always been a great defender, and is a really good rebounder, especially for her size. But Lexi's leadership this season was incredible. She always had the kind of the right thing to say at the right time. She really took that leadership of as a senior and as a captain to heart, and she did a tremendous job leading us and making sure, you know, there was times throughout a game or throughout a practice or, you know, even during the course of the long season that, you know, we had opportunities where we could hit some bumps in the road, and it seemed like Lexi would say something, do something to kind of get us back on our path. And I was able to share that with her after that Final Four loss. And, you know, it's one of those things I didn't expect her to be. I knew she was going to help lead us. I didn't know that she would be such an amazing leader.
That's great to see.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty great to see that when you can see that, and you see the young ones looking up at them as well, going, "Man, I can do this as well." So even though she's leaving, she's just planted that seed for the younger crew.
Yeah, she definitely put a. She set a high bar as far as how somebody should lead and you know, just kind of the positivity that she had and the willingness to say something, we had some, you know, again, every team has bumps in the road along the season, and she was willing to be the one that kind of spoke up and said something and again kind of put us back on the path that we ended up on. So I'm extremely grateful for her. Again, another kid, it's been such a pleasure to coach the last 2 years, great family, super supportive. And she's another one that's going to be missed, but she's set a really good bar that, you know, hopefully somebody can kind of step up and take that role on next year.
That's always fun to watch too, when they come in next year, seeing what you got. What's your off season look like?
The last couple of years we played in a league, a summer league, up at Greeley Central. We typically try to play 25 to 30 games. So we're going to be in a couple different team camps in that league as well. And, just try to get some opportunities for these girls to gel together and play together and just start building for next fall. And we'll start open gyms probably here in a couple weeks, and I've got some girls that are kind of itching to get back into it, and some of them are still in it. They jumped right to club basketball, and so that's going to be it's always kind of a little bit of a balance. We want to get in there and we want to get some work in together, but understand that, you know, I got a ton of track kids. We got some tennis players. We got some golfers. We got some club basketball players and club softball players. So we'll balance all those in and get as many as we can into the gym. And, again, we're really blessed with some kids that just want to continue to improve and want to be part of what we got going on. So, we'll get kids into the gym and just keep building.
Well, you got a lot of good going on there, Coach. Coach Baumgartner, head coach for the University Bulldogs girls basketball team. Coach, I pray continued success, and I thank you for being my guest on the new Preps Rewind.
Hey, I appreciate it, and appreciate you highlighting prep sports for us.
Hey, I appreciate that. Thank you, sir. Have a great weekend, man. Thank you.
You too.
Hey, thanks to Gould Parts, our great sponsor, 970-454-3355. Any parts you need, Gould Parts in beautiful Eaton, Colorado, will find it. Gould Parts is a quality source for all Napa parts. Anything you need, it's just one full call away, 970-454-3355. Write it down and stick it on the fridge. Gould Parts in beautiful Eaton, Colorado. Don't touch that dial. You're not going to want to miss this. We are going to meet with Gunnar Duncan. We're going to replay back that interview he had this week with Coach Bruce Dick. You are listening to Preps Rewind, sponsored by Gould Parts, live from the Yellow Fiber Studios. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. I got a good feeling that's a flow through me, and it's a got me by the spine. Welcome back to Preps Rewind. I'm Coach Daniel Allman. He is Micah Kilpatrick, keeping us on time and in unison. We are coming to you live from the Yellow Fiber Studios right here in beautiful Greeley, Colorado. Here is Gunnar Duncan with Coach Bruce Dick.
Gunnar, how you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
You guys are off to a terrific start. You're 2-0. I was able to catch the first couple of innings of your game live yesterday. And, of course, I love going out to Eaton and watching baseball and just the aura of the town that gets behind you. But there was a few extra people at that ball game, and I hear the game before, too. How many scouts in the crowd do you think there might have been yesterday watching the Eaton Red players?
If I had to take a guess, I think I could say about 15, 25 MLB scouts.
There. That's what I would guess as well in the last couple of days. And of course, scouts come to see oftentimes particular players, and there's no secret, Walker Martin, your outstanding senior shortstop who is committed to the University of Arkansas. Many are there to see them. Of course, Tate and Mitch have already signed Division I not letters of intent, but commitments. They have verbally committed to those schools. But scouts watch all the players. There is no doubt scouts watch all the players. So does that give you guys a little incentive or a little more fun to just be, extra sharp, once you start the game? Or is it just, game started, this is how we play?
Yeah, definitely. I think it definitely has something to do with it. Just because it's something really special, I guess, that we all dreamt of as a little kid, just watching the big league players and just, just thinking what it takes to get there. And then actually playing in front of people like that is just, I think it's just a great dream come true.
Well, you can always see them. They're lined up at the fences, and they have their notebooks out. A lot of them have the guns out. A lot of them have their, cameras, just taking still shots as well or video. But nice start for you guys. And let me tell you about a nice start. You are currently hitting .625. You're 5-for-8 from the plate. You already have a home run. Tell me what it's like going from so much inside practices to finally playing outdoors more.
It's pretty different. Inside, there's a lot going on. There's very little space. And then to outside, you can just, the ball is a lot easier to see. You have a lot more freedom around the field. And it's just back to the baseball, feeling, I guess.
Sure, sure. Now, you're not involved in a winter sport, are you?
No.
So your preparation during the winter is indoors mostly, and specificity of training for baseball. Tell us about your winter workouts when some of the other guys may be playing hoops or wrestling. What are those winter workouts like for Gunnar?
Well, I play for Slammers in the summer, so I went down to Slammers to hit in their facilities sometimes on the weekends, and then Tate and I would play catch during we both had off at the same time, so we'd play catch in the gym, and then we would get some work in at the middle school where we do our indoor workouts, and I would just hit the weight room pretty hard.
Gotcha. So, I kind of joked yesterday with somebody. I said the only way the infielders and get involved is after a strikeout, you throw it around, you start it, and they throw it around the horn, because right now your staff in 12 innings has 26 strikeouts.
Right.
Talk about these pitchers for me a little bit, and what's it like being behind the plate, calling pitches, and I want to ask you a couple questions about that too, but what's it like catching this great staff?
It's pretty special to me. Obviously they're all pretty big arms and they have a great future. And, they know what to throw and I know what to call for them. and then I just set up, and I just kind of know where it's going at a high velocity.
So Gunnar, I'm going to take you back down to, in the dark ages, but when I pitched, our catcher and I, we made all the calls behind the plate. Mm-hmm. Has that changed? Do you get calls from the bench now from coaches on which pitch to call, or do you still call a lot of the pitches?
Our coach, our pitching coach, Coach Longwell, he calls most of the pitches. Sometimes he gives me a little range of freedom just to call, just because the pitchers like the tempo to go pretty quick.
Yes.
But most of the time, our pitching coach would call him.
And you know what? Watching Mitch throw yesterday, you could just put number one down and maybe an occasional two, and those guys didn't have a chance.
Right, yeah.
How good was his control yesterday as well?
I thought it was pretty good. From last year to this year, it's been you could definitely tell he's been working on it.
And talk about catching Tate as well. What's the differences when you catch Mitch and Tate and the other guys? You have some other outstanding pitchers. What are some of the various differences that you do as a catcher adjusting from pitcher to pitcher?
Well, Tate and Mitch, they're pretty similar in a lot of ways, but I guess you could say their fastballs and their changeups and their sliders, they both move a lot differently and at different speeds. So I guess I got to just focus on that as far as those two. And Garrett and Lucas, one's a lefty, so I just his breaking ball is coming in at a different angle and his changeup. And then Garrett is very similar to Tate and Mitch.
And Lucas, fairly new to the pitching staff as far as at the varsity level. What does he bring to the staff? Other than being left-handed,
He has a his velocity is not as fast, I guess you could say, as Mitch and Tate, but it definitely gets there pretty quick, and I guess it's just a different look from the left-handed side.
Sure, and boy, that's such a vital thing to have on a staff too, as a somebody that can throw from that left side,
right.
Your hitting routine, do you have a certain routine that you go through daily before the game? What's your practice routine? And talk us about some of the routines you like to go through as a hitter.
Mm-hmm. Before the game, we have on-field batting practice, and I mostly focus on gap-to-gap type of line hitting and just like imagining runners on base and moving them over. And then while I'm on deck, I'll watch the pitcher and get my timing on just so I can get in the box and be right on.
So are you hitting out of the number two spot right now?
No, I'm lead off.
Okay, so you're leading off, and is Lucas two? Who's two?
Yes, Lucas is two.
Okay, so you're setting the table, and you did such a great job as a nine-hole hitter setting the table. If Eaton always has the best bottom of the order lineup in the state, there's no doubt about it. But like a Benny Richter, who once hit at the bottom of the order, then came to the top, mm-hmm. You're doing the same thing this year, leading off.
Yes, correct.
So tell me, growing up, favorite MLB player. Do you have any favorite MLB players?
Yes. My favorite MLB player growing up was Buster Posey.
Oh, sure. Man, what a great catcher. And is catching something you've always wanted to do? Did you start as a little league player as a catcher, or have you just played a lot of positions growing up?
I mostly played catcher. I mean, there's pictures back when I was a youngin', and I was playing with my dad, all geared up, eye black, catching in the backyard. That was my main position, but I played a little bit of second, and I pitched a little bit, but that's mostly catching.
What's it about catching that attracts you? What do you like most about the position?
I think I like having control of the game. I mean, I can see everything. The pitchers, I can have the pitchers in command and just tell what's going on in the game.
And it's fun being involved in every pitch, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, it is. So, hey, Gunnar, man, thanks for joining us today. Now, you guys, are you in a little tournament with some of the Western Slope teams?
Yeah, we go down to Pueblo this weekend.
Okay, so you traveled to Pueblo. Okay,
yeah.
And I think Bayfield is your first opponent, if I read it correct.
Correct.
All right. Well, hey, you're off to a great start. You know we're going to be bugging you a lot during the season because you guys are you've set the standard, you know, for winning state championships. So I know you're going for another one, and you're going to have a great season. So we wish the best of luck here from Coach Speak.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Gunnar Duncan is having a stellar start to this season. I pray continued success for him. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back with Coach Jaron Gira, head coach for the Eaton Reds track team. I'm Coach Daniel Allman, and this is Preps Rewind, live from the Yellow Fiber Studios. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to Preps Rewind. I'm your host, Coach Daniel Allman. He is Micah Kilpatrick, the Oz behind the curtain, spinning the ones and twos. A huge shout-out and thank you to our great sponsor, Gould Parts, 970-454-3351. Gould Parts is a quality source for all Napa parts. Anything you need, just one phone number away, 970-454-3351. Joining us on the Gould Parts hotline, let's welcome to the show Coach Jaron Gira. Coach Gira, how are you doing and welcome?
Hi, I'm doing well this morning. Thanks for having me.
Am I a little hyper this morning for you?
Yeah, you got your radio man voice on for sure.
Man, I'll tell you what, I've had a monster and I'm on fire right now, so you better hold on.
Okay, I'm ready.
Welcome to track season in Colorado. I guess today's track meet was moved yesterday. Probably a good thing, seeing that we woke up with some snow.
Yes, definitely. Definitely a good thing, although it was a short notice move. I'm glad we're not out there on the track right now with all this snow.
How did the team do last night?
The team did really well. We had some big PRs in sprints, distance, and throws even.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they came home happy with their performances for the most part. So.
Perfect. In the first track meet in Windsor last week, you took 5th out of 35th. That's pretty good. I mean, that's
pretty good, especially considering at this point in the season, we're not really trying to stack our entries to win meets. So
right.
if we're doing that well in a big meet like that at this point in the season, I'm pretty happy with that.
And it was kind of good because we kind of saw that last year, too. You're just kind of growing this program, and they're catching fire right now. Talk to me about Dakota.
Dakota is one of those kids that the team is really going to miss when he leaves, when he graduates this year and moves on to his college track career. But he, as an eighth grader, he kind of didn't play sports at all. And then as a freshman, he started getting into running, started working out on his own. He just wanted to make himself better. And I think if eighth grade Dakota could see senior Dakota now, he would be really, really proud of how far he's come. He's just one of those kids who puts his head down, gets to work, grinds, and because of that, he's become so good at so many different events. He's one of those kids that I can trust. I can throw him in a relay. I can throw him in a sprint. I can throw him in a mid-distance. He's been working on his throwing and jumping.
I was going to say, he's throwing now, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah. So his goal is to be a decathlete in college. And so he just takes the time, even after practice, he'll go throw, he'll go jump, he'll go do whatever he needs to do to make sure he's getting exposure to all those different events he's hoping to do in college. So,
and one of those is javelin. I mean, we talked a little bit about this week, javelin. He's just his soul is just a soft soul, is what I mm-hmm. can say. I mean, he's just a competitor. I know he loves to compete, but he's a great leader, too, and I think his demeanor is definitely helping out this team. You have some amazing athletes on this roster. Zach Grable returns. I mean, he's mm-hmm. competing in the 300 hurdles. How did he do?
His 300 hurdle race last night looked so smooth. Me and the hurdle coach, Coach Mac, after his race, we were like, that's the Zach that we know can win 300 hurdles in 3A at state in May.
I have no doubt. And, I thought he would have won it last year as well, Coach.
Yeah, well, remember his shoe fell off.
Yep. I was going to say, we're going to glue his shoes on, man. That's
it,
Zach.
We're going to
glue your shoe on, brother.
That shoe falling off still haunts me. I can see it on the track in lane four.
Oh, Lord. We were so pulling for it because we knew that he had it. He had it in the bank, and we were just like, he's got this. He's just got to run good race. Yeah.
His prelims looked so good.
Right.
We knew, but
he just kind of floats
over. That's not going to happen again.
No.
He's coming. He's coming for redemption.
He's coming hard. Yes. He also does high jump, triple jump, 4x400 meter relay as well.
Yep. And if you saw him run the 4x4 last night, you would know he came into his senior year on fire.
Well,
honestly, I've seen a little bit of a change in him. Like, he's just rearing and ready to go.
Well, and I see that too. Like, just real quiet, and he's just real on point.
Mm-hmm.
He never passes up a game of basketball, and I asked him to join our basketball league this on Sunday nights, and he absolutely was like, nope. I got track, in which I don't blame him. I just thought I'd shoot it out there, but man, he is just so focused this year. Mr. Will Grable, how'd he do yesterday?
Will did well. He PR'd his open 400 time, and he ran a good split in the 4x4. And Will's one of those kids who is just, like, quiet about his successes, but you know he's thinking about how to improve and how he's going to get better. And I really think by the end of the season we're going to see him qualify in the open 4, and we need him on the 4x4 because he's such an asset to that team as well.
He is. You got the Grable boys there, competitive. And then Mr. Basketball himself, Cole Lockie, he came out to do high jump.
I know. And Cole is one of those kids where I'm like, man, why couldn't you come out your freshman year? Because we would be seeing him just do incredible things, but which we already are anyway.
Right.
As a senior who's never done track, he jumped 5'10 last night.
Yes.
And his 6-foot jump, he barely nicked it with his butt. So I think we'll see him jump 6 foot next Saturday. And as he gets the form down and takes technique tips from Ryan, I think we're going to see him place at the state meet.
That's awesome, man. Speaking of form, Morgan Tribbett, man, Colorado State commit, comes out of nowhere. He's playing. Mm-hmm. He's triple jumping, 4x100 relay, and shot put.
Mm-hmm.
How did he do?
He did well. He actually PR'd his shot by 3 feet yesterday, which is incredible, especially considering it was freezing cold outside. He was just sitting around all day because boy's shot was later in the night, and then he just went out there and he was like, I'm ready to go. And he's another one of those kids who's just quiet and does the work and lets his work show when he gets to the competition area. So.
And that's awesome because that's something that we've always preached too. Just let your play do your talking. You don't need to talk or say anything. Just let your actions show. That's great.
And speaking of these kids, in last May, our boys had a chance. We weren't obviously ranked to win the state championship, but you got to go for it if you see an opening there.
Right.
And they came out of it. We ended up getting fourth place. They came out of it with a fire lit on them to get after it this year. And Mr. Trent Salberg just did his job in the off season and recruited. He recruited Cole. He recruited Morgan. He recruited Austin. And I think we'll see all three of those boys be an asset to the team come May.
I'm so excited.
And that's what we needed. Yeah.
So excited. Sister, I wish you all the best. Thank you for spending your time with us this Saturday morning. I'd love to get you back on. Is that okay?
Yeah, let's do it.
Awesome. Thank you, Coach. Another great show this Saturday morning. Have a great rest of your weekend. I pray blessings over all our athletes competing today. I want to thank Coach Matt Baumgartner for coming on and Coach Jaron Gura, head coach for the Eaton Reds. Thank you for coming on. I'm Coach Daniel Alamon. Remember, to have something you've never had, you have to do something you've never done. This is Preps Rewind live from the Yellow Fiber Studios. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.